بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے. تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے. لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے. در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This beautiful form of our Shaykh, when we all should be, even without the form, our heart should be always in Makkah and Medina Sharifain, and also Baytul Muqaddas, and we should be making regularly dua also. How many of us can tell us that we are making this dua quite often or regularly or even just now and then? Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Or is it only when we hear it in a bayan or something? Or are we making that dua? How many of us are making that dua? We should be making that dua, and all other basic duas we should try and make them, spread them out over the day. At least once a day also we should make this. Remember Ramadan, Ramadan is coming. Remember Haramain Sharifain, make dua for the people, for the protection of the place, for also for Baytul Muqaddas Maqdis made dua for there also. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for the whole ummah also. And also one very precious dua which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in fact made one tawaf for that sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who narrated this dua. And that is the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri mustaaza minhu nabiyuka Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. On one occasion Hadrat told me to make dua, so I made this dua and I added this words with it. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa awliyai. Hazrat stopped me immediately. He said that made that dua separate. But this dua, just keep it like this. Don't add to this dua or subtract or in this dua. This dua, that whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had asked of good and his protection from evil, everything is included. The amount of marifat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, the amount of knowledge Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, nobody had. So, and sometimes when we haven't got more time for dua, make this dua. Everything is included. As also, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Mufassirin, mashallah, have made the tafsir. But Allah alone knows what and what is included in there. All the goodness of dunya and what that goodness is in our heart, just think. Not what I'm thinking is the goodness of dunya. Ya Allah, you know what is the goodness of dunya. So give me that, all that goodness. Like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that rahmat, what is rahmat? We will take it in very different meanings, but Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains it. Rahmat, that tawfiq ta'at, that we get the tawfiq to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Many times when our income is very good, the shop is going well, we say Allah's lot of barakat, having lot of rahmat, and that rains fall good, we say lot of Allah's rahmat. But it is really tawfiq ta'at, to get the tawfiq of being the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And the first is that we have our iman. Iman is correct. And then the iman also, the reality of iman, the yaqeen is in that iman also. One very good point Maulana explained this afternoon. In the ulama bayan, they went to one country, Muslim country, and they went and meet a minister who was in the religious affairs. And the government had sent him to other Muslim countries so that Muslim countries can progress. Why must we be behind other countries? We must also go in front. So he explained, so he said, must I tell you what I told? He said, yes, tell us. So he said that we have got also resources, we have got also knowledge, dunya's knowledge, everything we have got. Why are we lacking behind? We must also progress in dunya. So he gave on that lines his talk. So they said that we have a different opinion, that what you call it, we feel that you have to have deen in your life, and that is success. If you have deen, how much you have amount, the amount of deen you will have in your life, so much you will have success. So he said, I disagree with that. Because he said, let's see, we in this country, we have got deen in our lives, like everyone thinks, every country thinks, every community, that yeah, alhamdulillah, everything is well. And our neighboring country, they also got deen in their lives. But in the neighboring country, our Muslim women are working for non-Muslims in their houses. So though they have got deen, but they are still they are subjugated to so much of, we know what it is to be working for somebody and to be working for non-Muslims. So he said that by deen, I don't just mean just deen, any what we term as deen, what we think of deen, or how much of deen. Like for example, a person has got 100 rand, he says, I've got money. A person got 1,000 rand, he says, I've got money. A person got 10,000, 1,000,000, 10,000,000, everyone will say, I've got money. But what 10,000,000 can do, what can 100 rand be in front of them? So the reality of deen. So he said, we can have, we are not objecting to any type of that progress. That is not our field also, and we're not objecting to that. But in every field, have the ahkamat of deen. What the rules of deen are. If you are working for somebody, then have that rules of that working. Be on time, don't rob the person of time, of money, etc. Fulfill your duties properly. If you are the boss of somebody, then also treat the person whatever the rulings of deen are. Today, very sad, we haven't got the knowledge of it. And more sadder than that, we are not aware that there is knowledge. And perhaps more sadder than that, whether it's me or anyone, we hear about it, we talk about it, but we don't go further to acquire the knowledge. And then the knowledge is not enough. Then to implement it. Whatever we are doing, whichever field of life we are in, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a wholesaler, whether you're a manufacturer, you got a factory, they are all Islamic rules with everything. We will hear it, we will hear it, we will talk about it, but it won't come into us. And also he mentioned that this year, these rules are not only for the people who are working in shops and factories and that. Even the ulama who are in a dini environment, in the madrasa, there are these rules that apply to them also. How much are we aware of these rules? That we mustn't steal as far as time is concerned, as far as money is concerned, the respect that we should have for fellow brothers, etc. All those things. So this is, deen has to come into our lives. And what is meant by that? The ahkamat, the laws of deen. So when that will come into our lives, then we will see that deen will give us success. Well, deen, then one very important, very valuable point also he gave. He said the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum initially had no dunya with them. They were rich people, but the dunya was not with them. They were not aware of what this dunya is. Even the rich people, they had wealth, everything. But dunya, wealth, to have riches is something else. And dunya is to be dunyadar is something else. Maldar is something else. And dunyadar is something else. So they were maldar. But they were living their simple life. They did not think, let us also produce people of dunya. And then we can progress. They worked on deen. Not on iman they work, and the reality, haqiqat, the yaqeen on that Allah is the doer. We must only ask Allah, we must not ask anyone else. We must only turn to Allah. All this to talk in here is easy, but that reality when it comes into us, this they made effort. And they also did not send their women folk to go and work in the rich countries. They'd go there, you'll get a tray of men. A woman also going to other countries, working, earning well, sending the money home, the standard of living is going up, earning more, and now we feel we are being successful. We were one time in one country, and one of our friends said, when they saw all the buildings and that, this country, poor country, it's also coming up. So our criteria is not dunya. How much of deen is coming, that is the criteria, not dunya. But unfortunately, today we who are taught to be the ulama, we also regard that the more your house is posh, your car is posh, all those things, then we are becoming successful. So this has to come into us, that the amount of deen and the reality of deen, and with all the qualities of deen, it must be with sincerity. If it is not with sincerity, it's also rejected. Then it must be with humility. If it's bringing pride in us, we are doing it sincerely. But it's bringing pride in us. We're destroying everything also. So all this, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that it comes into us. So anyway, this beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Rang laayegi kab meri aahe. When will my duas be answered? When will my sighs and my petitioning Allah Ta'ala. Today we petition this office, that office, etc. There, but we must petition Allah Tabaruka Ta'ala. And how do we petition? You don't sign a petition, but you cry in front of Allah. And that crying also, Allah give us that reality. One time, a couple had some problem, immigration problem, and they just wouldn't give them their papers. So when they went home, they said, the wife said, who was more pious than she was a revert, he said, we must make dua. So husband, like perhaps most of us are, about 15 minutes he made dua. That's also a lot for us, if we manage 15. Today we say, yeah, well, anyone tell us make dua? Inshallah. And who of us makes dua? To make that dua, and when he say, take my name and make dua, how do we even remember the person's name that we make dua? So anyway, he just, after a little while, he slept away, see the whole night she made dua. Okay, so that is that size in front of Allah Ta'ala. And when they went to the office the next day, well, they did not give them their numbers and that they must come in the queue, but immediately they called them, yes, your papers are ready. May Allah give us tawfiq of turning to Allah Ta'ala to make that dua. And what is this, what Hazrat is talking? To petition Allah, to make their du'as and cry to Allah. This we are not doing. We all have got problems, our own personal, whether it's health, whether it's finance, whether it's domestic, whatever, or as communities, or as countries, or as the ummah, we all have got problems. And the solutions are there. But it's just for talking and listening. We don't really practice upon it. May Allah bring that reality into us, inshallah. So what is this that Hazrat is crying about? Phir Madina ki janib ko jaye. That we go again towards Medina Sharif. That that desire be in that heart, that burning desire. And we are crying to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then we go. And with that feeling, like one person told, that don't come and stay here. That's his opinion, but then he justifies it also, and correctly also. He says, when you come and stay here, you have got always immigration worries, iqama and all that. So all your du'as are just for that all the time. He says, come here just for your ibadat. You got no worries whatsoever. You went in, they stamped your passport, you know you live in certain date, you don't have to worry of going this office, of begging of this person, of how to make in contact with that person, nothing. You just make your ibadat, you go away again. And from Allahabad, Qamaruzzama Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said that from a well, don't take out all the water. The well will go dry. Leave little bit. Like he was speaking, like don't, the buzurgs that come, don't let them have too much programs, they're going to dry out. Let them rest also. Then again, let them have program again. So the same way, when we go like this to Medina Sharif, that desire remains in a person. And he wants to go back again. When he stays there, many people who stay there, they say, Illa mashallah, they are those people, mashallah, that real talab remains in them. Otherwise, afterwards, the value, you just take things for granted then. So much so, that how many people who are even nearer to the haram, but they don't even make namaz in the haram. Whereas people who come from far are so keen, they go so early. So that desire, may Allah bless us with that. Not only to go to Medina Sharif, and this also dua we should make. That Allah Ta'ala gives us istiqamah, steadfastness on deen. And that day by day, minute by minute, second by second, Allah increases our love and desire for deen. How much we got, alhamdulillah, but make shukr on that and ask for more. And that our maut comes on Iman-i-Kamil, Kalima-i-Shahadat, that a good maut comes to us, then we are successful, totally successful. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbat, and when you have that desire, and now you go, and you see the green dome of Nabi-e-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's resting place, ke salli ala joom jaya, reading Durood Sharif, we start going from side to side in great enjoyment. With that feeling we are reading now, Durood Sharif. There's the minarets of Masjid Nabawi. Now our eyes has fallen on the Gumbat Khizra, the green dome. And then more we are reading Durood. And Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali writes that a person going should read 1,000 times, that it doesn't take long. Inna the surah Inna Atayna Kal Kawthar is shortest surah of the Quran Sharif. By that Allah will increase that fervor and desire. Maulana Yunus Daya Damat Barakatum says, from the time you make intention, I'm going for Umrah, from that time start increasing your durood already. Then when your ticket is being done, your visa is being done, all that will also go much more easier. All the bookings and everything. So from that time starting, that craving to be there. And now what you were craving for, now you are seeing it. Now what to say, may Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. Jab khuduri ka alam ataho. And when you get the time to be present in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you had that desire, you made your preparations, You saw Masjid Nabawi, now you are in front of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unko afsanae gham sunaye. We will read our as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, with utmost of respect, without raising our voice or anything, without causing being a nuisance or interference to anyone. Take a place a little bit more to the back, wherever you get a nice little place, and in this way, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Sayyid Wuldi Adam, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Shafi' al-Muznabin, ya Rahmatan lil-Alameen, all. And then speak to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's alive in his qabr. Then we read salatu salam on Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then we speak to them that you people intercede for us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he makes dua for us, that we live on iman, that we die on iman, and whatever else according to how much time you got in your heart is present. But the ma'mool of our akabir is not to be too long, just to be nice, reasonable. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if we can't learn all these words 70 times, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, that is also sufficient. So we should try and do that when we get the opportunity and we are in front of Rozae Mubarak. Abna jana ho ghar humko wapas. Now our desire be that we don't want to go back home anymore. May Allah bless us with that true love. And also not only the true love, and that we have the respect for the place there. As one of our ustads had explained, that the only qualification you need to be a resident of Medina Sharif is to be hospitable. That is the qualification you need. Your CV, that you are hospitable, you can host people. Because whoever comes to Medina Sharif is the guest of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And many cases people came and they complained to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are hungry, we are in need of this. And out of the blue somebody comes and takes them, don't trouble Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come, I'll give you food. So we are all the guests. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the host, and the people of Madinatul Munawwara are used for that. So those people who are hospitable, that is the qualification that is needed. May Allah, even here, today also times are changed. Well, remember, in our family there was a talk that when our old people came first in the 18th, they used to come from Lorenzo Marx, Dalgoa Bay those days, which our Gujarati people should pronounce as Dalgubbe. And they'll go up there. So anyway, they should come from there, and from there by train they should come further on. So when they used to come to Woodbank Station, then my grandfather from Marhum, he should always tell my daddy to prepare a pot of food. That there must be some brothers on this train. They haven't eaten house food for how long? When they left India, from there by train they are going, so we will feed them. But today when we see, and there was also a time which we saw with our eyes, that if any stranger is in the masjid, everyone, they fight with one another to take him home. Today, unfortunately, that is totally out of us, that we don't even greet a person, we don't ask the person. So this hospitality is a very, very great quality. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim dhaifah. A person who's got iman on Allah in the last day must honor his guest. So how much percent we do? But unfortunately we are very, very weak in this. All the Western concepts, this way of life, the secular way of life has come into us. Now we'll tell them where the hotel is, where a lodge is, etc. And we prefer going to a lodge, going to a hotel, etc. So, but that was the hospitality. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that we want to do so much effort of this tabligh work that there mustn't be any hotel left. Every Muslim home must be a hotel. And there was that time. We met somebody in Umrah this time. He said his grandfather or great-grandfather, they came from India, Pakistan. And with them, there was no planes, they should come by ship. He should send his workers and his children to Jeddah port, seaport, that whoever has come, to bring them to our house. They must come stay here. Haji is Allah's mehman. They must come and stay at our house. But unfortunately, everything is changed today. There should be no orphanages. Every Muslim home should be an orphanage. And all these things here, and mashallah, there are brothers, sisters who do this. May Allah make it easy. It's not an easy task also. That also has been made very difficult. And especially like the refugees now, of Syria, of Iraq, etc. Mostly non-Muslims are taking them in. All a planned thing, Allah save us. And what is happening? If we can open our hearts, open our doors. This Maulana Khalil, who's in Burundi, he says now things have changed, but he had his house, 3-bedroom house. 1 bedroom, he should sleep with his wife and his children. The other bedroom, the madrasa children used to sleep there. There was no hostel, no classroom, nothing. And he should mess, urinate, everything. But his wife, no, shouldn't feel anything. Happily she should clean, cook for them, feed them. And the other room, the teachers from Burundi, Rwanda, Congo, Tanzania, 5, 6 of them come to learn how to teach, correct the Quran, Sharif, etc. They should, and she should cook and feed all. And today, one visitor, forget a visitor, our own house people are too heavy. Parents have become old. That is a burden for us. How sad, how many parents are turned out of the house. What and what? May Allah Ta'ala. So this reality, this deen, that is what has to come. And that can only come when we really give time for deen. On a daily basis, we study kitabs, we make our tilawat, our zikr. One side is jamaat work, one side is just acquiring the knowledge. But even we who are supposed to be like the knowledgeable, I mean, you can't know everything. To refresh, how much do we make mutala and all that of what we have to do? So when we go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell him the story of our heart, if there is a story, if there is no story, we will be dumb there. To have a story and then to tell him the story of our heart. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas chupke chupke ye mange duaen, and that we really may Allah bring it that we only going home for our responsibilities and duties again. Azan must carry on everywhere in the world. Madrasas must carry on everywhere. Tabligh work must carry on everywhere. So for that we are going. But otherwise, really our heart should be in Medina Sharif. And as we are taught, the fortunate is that person who is far from Medina Sharif, but his heart is there in Medina Sharif. And that also, we can gauge how much dua do we make at least. For everything in Medina Sharif, for the protection, for that Allah make it easy for all the Zaireen, etc. How much dua do we make? And how sad it is if we are in Medina Sharif, but we are more interested in the news, newspaper must come to our room, or we have to put on TV, we have to follow politics, we have to follow what's happening at home. And today with all the phone and the communication, all the time, we are getting a message from here, getting a message from there. Our hearts should be there. How much our hearts connected there? May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. And also, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said that the amount of harm that is caused to deen by the Muslims, not so much is caused by the atheists or non-Muslims. Those who are responsible for deen, and we playing around with deen. And those people, they are ignorant, or they have got enmity, or they have got hatred. But we who claim love, how much? As also it is said, that in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Jews, the munafiqeen, used to cause eidha, harm, inconvenience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when a person goes with what kind of clothes, before we should say beard, trouser below the ankle, etc., and now busy taking photos there, and music playing there, how much more? And we know, the hurt you feel from your own people is more than what you feel from outside people. And the hurt from the enemy is not as much as the hurt from the friend. What you don't expect your friend, your brother, your close one, to hurt you. But today we are causing all that hurt. May Allah Ta'ala let this reality come into us. So going for Umrah and Ziyarat is not just booking a ticket and going, and not just making the ibadat there. Many people give emphasis, which is very good, which is part of it. Our Buzurgs, we see, it also depends with who you make. You see, our Buzurgs, their Hajj and Umrah is different. If you go at a pious person of the public, ordinary people, theirs is more ibadat. But and with the Buzurgs, the more is the quality. And what Allah wants to liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah wants to see the quality. So that we have to prepare ourselves. We look more at quantity. The more the quantity is in anything, a person who stays in the masjid in Ramzan or out of Ramzan from Maghrib to Isha, making one-way namazes, what won't we say of that person? And a person who made only two rakats, but what connection, and what feeling, and he went home, and he had a hearty meal also. And then with ease, he took a little rest, he made his wuzu, and he came again. We'll regard that person was making all the time namaz much more pious. And we don't know who that group is, but certain group come, just making fast namaz. Hardly stood up, ruku, sajda, fast. Hardly sat, again finished, salam. Another two rakats, one way. Now somebody who might not know will say, these people are so pious. Like when I went the first time to India to study, and we went by train from Bombay to Delhi and then to Deoband. So in our compartment there were quite a few Sikhs with their big turbans, big beards. So I respected them. So my friend Mufti Bashir Ahmad of Stenga, he told me in Afrikaans, these are not our people. They're hardly Muslims, but we're looking at that. What a big imamah they got, the Sikhs. And they never cut their hair. What big beards they got. So that is all outside. But the reality which is inside, may Allah bless us on this. And this again mustn't be misconstrued that the outside is not important. That is also important. But the more important is the inside. Tera dar par mera sar ho ya Rab. Now Hazrat has taken us to Multazam, to Kaaba Sharif. At that Multazam, at the threshold of the door of Allah Ta'ala, of the house of Allah Ta'ala, a person puts his dua de chan, istarah tuj par lutaye. And in this way then, a person gives his life, so to say, for Allah. That is, he pours his heart out there. And there we are so many, even if we just learned our ash'ar, and we just pour them out. At the Kaaba, koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua maangta hoon. Hai naraazgi jiski dozakh se bhar kar, usi zaat ki bas rida maangta hoon. Asal mujhe duniya ki khwahish nahi, main bakhshish ke roz jaza maangta hoon. There, or in the Hatim, or with the ghilaf of the Kaaba in the Hatim, or any side, or what an opportunity there. So to pour one's heart out there. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, this dua. Akul lana, O Allah, be ours, waj'alna laka, and make us yours, O Allah. Multazam par ye mange duaye. And this is the dua that we ask at Multazam. And Multazam also, there is a hadith in Mustalsal. That is, from the first person that he says, my this dua was accepted at Multazam. And that dua is coming till today. And today when the Ustad narrates it, he says, this dua of mine was accepted at Multazam. And that is where duas are readily accepted. So to try and work for that, go there and make these duas. And we all got, and the real duas, the whole world, everything is not one wing of a mosquito. So that is not really something to ask for, no problem, we can ask. But the real thing is to ask for akhirah, to ask for the zaat of Allah, the pleasure, ma'rifat of Allah, and to the obedience of Allah, for taqwa, for tawazu, for ikhlas. Those are the things to ask for. So there, that is, and that also we should make a list. A person doesn't remember everything. And he makes it, when he gets a chance at Multazam, then there to make these duas. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat. What is the reality, the value of both the worlds? Even Jannat really. Hey, Jannat is Jannat. Sir, aankho pe may Allah grant us all Jannat, the whole Ummah, all the Muslims. But really, he compared to Allah. So ask Allah. He brought you to His house for His, for Him. So ask Him, Him. Ask Allah, I want you. If I got you, I've got everything. Jitne alam ho, tujh par lutaye. Not only the two worlds, but as many realms there are, we are prepared to sacrifice them all on you, O Allah. If we can just get you. That king, who is one of his slaves, Ayaz. The people told the king all bad things about him. So he said, I'll show you what is the value of Ayaz. So one day, he spread out all his precious jewels, pearls, diamonds, gold in his hall. And he said, whoever puts his hand on whatever is his today. So everyone went haywire, started grabbing as much as they could. But Ayaz stood still. Then the king asked him, Ayaz, didn't you listen hear what I said? He said, repeat your command. He repeated it. Then he walked up to the king and put his hand on the shoulder. He said, I want you, that's all. If I got you today, you have put a fraction of what you. If I got you, I've got. So a person who gets Allah. That koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. That we get Allah from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala. That we work, we make dua for it, and we nurture our hearts, work them in this way, that we have to get Allah Ta'ala. We want always more dunya, but if we can ask Allah for Him. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab. And then, Hazrat, this must be the jazba then. That we don't stay only there at Kaaba Sharif, but we travel the whole world, traverse the whole world, wherever we go. And what do we do everywhere? Tera dard-e muhabbat sunaye. We let the people hear what is the enjoyment of your love. We spread that the love of Allah, the love of the marifat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and the recognition of Allah. The more you recognize Allah, the more the love for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And then al-muhib liman yuhib muti', a person who he loves really sincerely is obedient to that person. Then your taqwa is automatic. Whether you are in public, you will safeguard your eyes. Whether you are where nobody is watching you, you will still safeguard your eyes. Because you know now that Allah is watching you. And you love Allah. And now your obedience of Allah is not in the fear of disobedience and the fear of punishment, but in the love of Allah Ta'ala. One is somebody tells you, I'll hit you if you won't do the work. Children at school, etc., you'll get punishment, etc., parents. And one is that that love bond is so strong that I won't show you love. And that is too much for that person. That person can't take it. But unfortunately, today we are deprived of love also. We don't know what is love. Even whether it's with the family or whether it is anywhere else, it's all matlab. A person's outward, just what his agenda is. That love that is, that unfortunately, we are deprived of that also. May Allah Ta'ala cultivate that love and direct it to Allah Ta'ala. Allah who is the creator of that love. And when that love we get of Allah, Allah will put in the creation our love also. And then automatically Islam will spread. Where they will see the Muslims like this, people will see. And they will also, but to get that love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Tera dard-e muhabbat sunaye. We will let the people hear what is the enjoyment, the pain of your love. Tera dard-e muhabbat sunakar. And once we have told them what is this love of yours, O Allah Ta'ala, sare alam ko majnu banaye. We make the people, the whole world, bed in your love, O Allah Ta'ala. Sare alam ko majnu banakar. And after the people have become made in the love of Allah Ta'ala, Mere Mawla, Tere Geet Gaye. We will be singing your praises, O Allah, all the time. Tasbih. Ask ourselves how much tasbih we read. And that also more like a duty that we have to complete 33 times. How many of us, Subhanallah, that Allah, you are pure. And we think of the purity of Allah. Not that we are purifying Allah, that we are acknowledging, that we are realizing the purity of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can purify. Allah is pure. Allah is pure Himself. But for us to realize that purity, and anything, like for example, unfortunately this is also not with us, if we walk, whether it's the masjid or anywhere, a piece of paper is lying, a dirt, it's not an eyesore for us. That purity, we don't love that purity. If that person loves purity, he'll pick it up. He can't see it, it's an eyesore. Anyone, whatever it is, you see somebody has got something on their face, you'll tell the person, remove this. Because it's an eyesore, you don't like it, it's not right. So everywhere, so Allah, Allah is pure. And when we can acknowledge that purity, and again Allah Ta'ala is so kind, that Allah Ta'ala says, you said I am pure, I am pure. Whether you say it or not, but by the barakat of that, I'll purify you. And when Allah will purify you, what greater tazkiyah? This is the zikr that makes this tazkiyah. Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, all praise belongs to you. And a person not only, but with basirat, with conviction, he knows Allah Ta'ala. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the Allahu Akbar. How many species of birds? And then each bird again, how many species? Flowers again, ants, and then again animals. What is the creative power of Allah Ta'ala? And Allah feeds all His creation all the time. Allah is looking not only after 6-7 billion people, poor or rich, white or black, living in cities or living in the deserts or in the jungles. Allah is feeding everyone. And Allah is seeing to everyone's eye. And the eye with all its parts, Allah is seeing to. Allah is seeing to everyone's heart, and the heart, cholesterol. Today they found out cholesterol is not one thing. It's a build-up of so many, it's a whole chemist. It's a whole laboratory, just cholesterol. Then what about the whole heart? What about the intestines? What about the stomach, liver, kidneys? What about the digestive system, the nervous system? All this, Allahu Akbar. And Allah is in charge and in control of everyone's everything, every split second. When Allah wishes to let something go wrong, it goes wrong. Otherwise, without Allah's permission, nothing can happen. So how great isn't Allah? When we realize, and Alhamdulillah comes out now with this, with that recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah again is so kind. He doesn't need anyone to say Alhamdulillah. He is full of praise. But when we say it, then we have done our duty. But again Allah says, you said all praise is due to me. Now I will create qualities of praise in you. How kind is not? There is no end to it. No matter how, one friend of ours who phones, and when I ask him, how are you? He says, the amount of shukr I make is not enough. And on that shukr, I have to make shukr again. And on that shukr, I have to make shukr again. The same Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah, how can we return your favors which you have done? You can't. Then Allah say, what Alhamdulillah. And that also, what the quality, not just the word Alhamdulillah. And Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, how much don't we say it in namaz, going from one posture to the other. Only when we are getting up from ruku, and when we are making salam, we are not saying Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, every namaz, how many? But yet we hear it in the azan so many times. We read it on the tasbih so many times. But till today, we're just doing it unmindfully. That greatness of Allah, that has not come into us. Though so much we are repeating it. May Allah Ta'ala, and this is what we have to do. And this is why we have to carry on and on. And Alhamdulillah, Allah is so kind also. If we reach wherever we can, Alhamdulillah, you will see it for yourself. And if we were on that path and we died, but we were on the path, we were making effort, Allah will put us there before mort, and He will take us there. So may Allah let us be on, be at it all the time. That concern, not only weekly majlis or something, but daily our zikr also, and all as much as we can, we make regularly. We have that desire in our hearts. Ask Allah Ta'ala, Mere Maula Teri Geet Gaye, Lazzat-e Qurb Paakar Teri Hum. Oh Allah, when we get that enjoyment of Your closeness. And there can be no greater enjoyment than the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. today we can't understand it also. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the sign of the sweetness of Iman is when you are engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, you start getting that enjoyment. There were so many buzurgs, when they took the name of Allah, actually Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you can feel it in their mouth. Like a person, people are eating biryani, kawab, whatever, roast and that. And when you go there, you can make out how they are enjoying. You made salam or you didn't make, they don't notice you also. And the people who are serving, they are just busy. How they enjoying that kawab and that. Those people, may Allah give us that enjoyment in tilawat of Quran Sharif, that enjoyment in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We are still very, very far. And Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said that if perchance you committed an evil, you feel that evil of it. Today, but nazri we make, we don't feel anything. Ghibat is so common. False accusation is so common. Whether it is by tongue or whether it is just in the mind, we are thinking about somebody. How lot we thinking bad about other people. And on Qiyamah Day, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, when you are thinking bad about somebody, you'll have to bring the proof of it that he was bad like that. Where are you going to bring the proof? And if you think good about somebody, then without, you don't have to produce proof. And without producing proof, you get the sawab for it. Whatever a person, if he thinks good of anyone, then he gets the sawab. You think bad of somebody, you'll have to bring the proof that he was bad as what you were thinking. And if you can't produce the proof, you'll have to then be responsible for that. So that closeness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, lazzati do jahan bhool jaye, such a person will forget all the enjoyment of both the worlds. That means the enjoyment of dunya also, enjoyment of jannat also he will forget. But we are just after the enjoyment of dunya, how much we think of enjoyment of jannat. Darbadar dhoondta hai ye akhtar. Hadrat says, this is what I'm looking for, going from door to door, making gasht and going from country to country, town to town. Ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye. That I'm looking for those people that I can see they've got the love of Allah Ta'ala. That those are the people that I hunt and I fish those people. I want those people. And when we saw our buzurgs, when they see this quality in a person, then they try their best to win that person over and to tune him more and make him more, and also that he makes in turn other people also to love Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us all with this realities. And the worst will be if we think I am like that already. We are still very, very far. But we should have that desire and we should work in that direction. That is a great ni'mat and we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for that. For that, to speak about it, it will come in a person. When a person makes a zikr, not ghaflat zikr, that he's making zikr but his mind is not there. Reading Durood Sharif, but our mind is perhaps even in some guna, na'uzubillah. But that our mind is there. We are just our tasbih 100 times, La ilaha illallah, and every 10 times Muhammadur Rasulullah, but just with concentration. And 100 times Allah, also with concentration. With La ilaha, we negate any and everything. Illallah, Allah alone is the doer of everything. Allah alone is the giver of success. Allah alone is the protector. Allah alone is the benefactor. Everything is in Allah. If we repeat that, what a da'wah we have given to ourselves. And Allah, with the love of Allah, 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 and with the love of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, how many of us ask ourselves, we make our zikr? And how many of us, we are pardoned, how many of us do it even with little concentration? Maybe we try little, off it goes again. So we should try and do it properly and learn to make the zikr properly. Then see inshallah what is the value of it. And the other thing, which is the zikr and then sohbat. The effect of sohbat, nobody can deny. Now winter is coming, your aircon, you change the mode now. Now it is on heat mode. Now you sit in the company sohbat of the aircon, now you're feeling nice and hot. Summer will come 6 months time, then you change the mode again. A fan or air conditioner, whatever it is, now you feel the coolness again. So like that, if we sit with those people, this is the aircon. When you open the oven, the heat comes out. When you open the fridge, the coolness comes out. These are immortal things. And what Allah has kept in a human being. If you sit with people who are drug addicts, who are alcoholic, whose language is bad, every second word is a swear word, who very no respect, no adab they got, soon you'll become like that if you stay in that company. But when you stay with people who have got good habits, you'll be, if you make namaz next to a person whose namaz is good, very soon you'll see your namaz is becoming good. And you'll stay with people whose namaz is just rushing through their namaz. Even if you're a person who's straight long in namaz, eventually you're also going to rush through your namaz. So everything, what environment you are in, what company you are in, so we have to look for that company. And be regular with our zikr. And also talk about it all the time. Make dua for it. Allah will bless us with it, inshallah. In this kitab, which is the letters to Hazrat of Islah, we are still reading, mashallah, Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, just see what qualities he had. He writes further to Hazrat, Aajkal to har wat aapka tasawwur rehta hai. He says, nowadays, when he wrote this letter, I'm always thinking about you. You are in front of me. This is that love, automatic. And from who you got your favors, you'll automatically think of that person. As they say, dua karai nahi jati hai, dua li jati hai. You don't have to ask somebody to make dua. When you have been so good, so kind to that person, automatically he's going to make dua for you. You don't have to ask him. It will be just like Durood Sharif. If we really, it's in our mind, who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what his favors, what his akhlaq, what his morals, what his beauties were, everything of that, they automatically Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the duroods will come on our tongue. But if we haven't got that, no durood on the tongue. The most we will read durood is to complete a tasbih, or that I have to complete so many times. That is also, we find very, very few of us who are doing that. But to read it out of that love. Koi mehfil, koi majlis, koi mulaqat, dost, ahbab ki aisi nahi hoti. No gathering of mine, no majlis, no meeting of anyone, no friend, anyone. Jisme ahkar Hazrat wala ki kuch na kuch baate na pesh karta hoon. Just automatically Hazrat said this, Hazrat said this, Hazrat said this. And many people have objection to that. What is this, that everything Hazrat said this, Hazrat said this, then they should also, unfortunately, wrongly not make this objection, that the Sahaba, every talk, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everywhere qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're making nasihat to somebody who's talking loud in the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't talk loud. Adhan time somebody is talking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't talk. Well, that love is there, it's natural. From who you get your benefit, you automatically, a child who drinks its mother's milk has love for the mother. It doesn't drink the father's milk, so it won't have that love what it's got for its mother, for the father. And it doesn't drink another woman's milk. It drinks its mother's milk. So the love is automatically, from where you get what you want, that love is automatic. Jisme akhtar Hazrat wala ki kuch na kuch baate na pesh karta hoon. Hazrat wala hi ki barkat se nafa bhi khub ho raha hai. And then, of course, with these people, people are benefiting. People are seeing the difference. Aur log islah ki taraf mail bhi ho rahe. And people are now realizing the importance of islah, correcting our character, our connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat wala, akhtar ko ek azim ushan nafa jo poncha Hazrat ki sohbat se. He says, oh my Hazrat, one great benefit that I got by company with you, wo ye hai ke alhamdulillah, ab logo ki madah wa zam ki parwa nahi hoti. There is a very, very great thing that now the people's praises and the criticism doesn't make any difference to me. Whether people praise me or whether people criticize me, it makes no difference to me. Jab koi ta'arif karta hai, when somebody praises me, to dil mein khushi hoti hai. I do feel happy, you're a human being. Lekin, apna koi kamal nazar nahi aata. But I realize it's nothing. I only see my faults. And I wonder how, what's wrong with this person? Why is he carrying on like this? I can't understand. That from head to toe, I'm full of faults. And why is this person talking like this? That condition. But today we try to get praises out of people. Mehes khuda ka fazal aur ihsan اور حضرت کی برکت تصور کرتا ہوں, اور معن یہ خیال بھی کہ He says that this is only by the fazal of Allah and Hazrat's barakat that I think of this, that the happiness which is human nature. But together with that, immediately the thought is also کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے فضل سے احکر کے لاکھوں روحانی بیماریاں اس شخص سے مخفی رکھے. That Allah has covered thousands of my faults, spiritual faults, from this person. That's why I don't know what's wrong with him. When Maulana, our great wuzurg, Maulana Qasim Nanavati rahmatullahi alayhi, etc., became bad to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makir, somebody who was jealous of Haji Sahib, they said that Haji Sahib, how come this great ulama, he became bad to you. He said, I'm also surprised. I don't know how they also came and they became bad. He says, I know, I've got nothing in me. How come they also came? I don't know. So that is a person, he says, together with that, immediately this thought also comes. یہ خیال بھی کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے فضل سے احکر کے لاکھوں روحانی بیماریاں اس شخص سے مخفی رکھے. یہ خدا کا احسان ہے. اللہ سے بس ہی کبر آو فالس اینڈ دس از آور باڈی آلسو. If we take an X-ray and see how we look, we want to run away. We don't want to accept it's my X-ray. That I look like this, and take your mouth's X-ray and see how your jaws and your teeth look. You won't want to accept, no, I look very nice. That X-ray must be, I don't know, some animals or somebody. It can't be by. So this is how we are. And the dua when we wear clothes, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي كَسَانِي مَا عُوَارِي أَوْ بِهِ عَوْرَتِي وَتَجَمَّلُ بِهِ. This clothes if we don't have, a person when he's about 40, 35, 40, he's gone out of shape. He's very much worried about his wife, she must be in shape. But how? Now only with a big kurta he covers himself up. Otherwise you like that with your big stomach and the back is out, protruding out. How you look? Allah covered it up. Then if you take an X-ray of your prayer, your chest, X-ray of your mouth, then you see how you look. So like that, our ruhani, bad qualities we have got, Allah has covered them up. Allahu Akbar. One Buzurg says that if Allah Ta'ala, if I have to be given the choice on the day of Qiyamah, that my father must take my accountability or Allah Ta'ala, I will choose Allah Ta'ala. He says, my father will also get angry. You did this also. Well, I didn't know what you did. How that Allah is going to tolerate, is tolerating us now. What and what is not carrying on in the world, Allah is giving us more comforts, more ease, more enjoyment. How much Allah Ta'ala is given. But this doesn't mean this is the quality of a very down person that he takes advantage. See how much that, and don't also like the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they should say, where all the Anbiya faced this, where's that azab? Bring it what you're talking about. No, Allah is keeping it away and is giving us chance to make tawbah. We should turn to tawbah and istighfar and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. So Allah has covered our faults. یہ خدا کا احسان ہے. ورنہ اگر اس تعریف کرنے والے کو پتہ چل جائے تو منہ پر تعریف کے بجائے ٹھوکے. If the person has to know, he won't praise me, he'll spit on, in fact, he won't even want to waste his spit on me. That you're not fit for that also. Allah Ta'ala hifazat farmaye, may Allah protect us all. اب ہر وقت یہ فکر سوار ہے کہ زندگی ختم ہوتی جا رہی ہے. So all the time I've got this worry, my life is coming to an end, and all of us should have that worry. لیکن اب تک حضرت والا کی روحانی بیوٹی پارلر میں احکر نے اپنے آپ کو سر سے پیر تک قلباً اور قالباً نہیں سوارا. He says, but up to now, in your spiritual beauty parlor, not the beauty parlor where the bride goes or a lady goes and beautifies herself, but the spiritual, to get the akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have that sabr, to have that tolerance, tahammul, to have all those qualities, that kindness, that smile, that crying in sajda, in du'as, etc. He says, I haven't still done that, and I have to, that qalban in my heart and in my body, نہیں سوارا تھا کہ قبر میں اور حشر میں منہ دکھانے کے قابل ہو جائے. That in the قبر and on the day of قیامت I can show my face. I haven't still beautified myself. I know each one of us know what and what faults we have got. What face are we going to show? Like a person, if a lady was busy cleaning the toilets and scrubbing the floor and it's a wedding day, and with that overall dirty, sweating and the smell coming, and now she goes and sits on the stage, or she's a bride now. So we're going in the qabr in front of Allah Ta'ala. What have we prepared ourselves? We are more worse than all that sweat and that dirt and that filth and all that. Or a person was working in a workshop and all grease and oil on him. And we have to go and face Allah Ta'ala. So that worry, may Allah grant us also that worry. Hazrat wala akhar bahut hi zyada muhtaj hai hazrat ki dua aur tawajjuh ka. I need your duas and your tawajjuh on me. Ke nafs aur shaitan ki jaal se bachkar har lamha apne maula ki raza mein guzaro. That every moment that I get saved from shaitan and nafs, and I live my life in your pleasure, in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That was the letter, the answer to it. Hazrat writes, ye maqam rafi' fi suluk mubarak. This high position Allah has blessed you in suluk, may you be blessed. Allahumma zid fazid wa barik fi. May Allah increase and give you barakat. Yahi ihsas hai halat maqbulin se hai. This is the condition of those who are accepted by Allah. They don't take it that we are really somebody and all must call us Hazrat and all must call us this and that. No, they realize, they get surprised, people are praising me. They chase them away, but how come, what's wrong with the people? Aap itminan rakhe, dil aur jaan se duaye tarqiyat zahira aur batina kar raha hoon. Be content that I am making dua for you all the time, for your progress outwardly and inwardly also. Aur qabooliyat ki ummeed rakhta hoon, and I hope from Allah that He is accepting my duas also. Nazran ala fadli maula, see the humility of Hazrat. Not that I am mustajabu da'wat, but why I am hoping and I am quite sure my duas are accepted, because Allah's rahmat is so great. Ah, jayegi na meri raayega. Hazrat's one poem, that my sigh won't go wasted. It won't just go wasted. Tujhse hai faryad, ey Rabbi jahan. This is my request to you, O my Allah, that let not one of my sigh go wasted. And Allah Ta'ala, kya meri faryad suni nahi jayegi. Kya? Kya meri faryad khali jayegi. My crying to you, will it go empty? And then, anyway, that, oh Allah, won't you listen to me? Allah will definitely listen. Kya mujh par nazar nahi daali jayegi? Won't you cast your nazar on me? Won't you look at me? Kya meri faryad khali jayegi? Will my complaint and my dua go empty? No, Allah will listen. Whether it's 2 o'clock at night or whether it's 12 o'clock, busy time in the shops and in the offices, but Allah is there all the time. We just have to turn to Him, and you don't have to go on the musalla. If you go, even better. But just in your heart, you turn. You didn't make wuzu. You got a need. Turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincerity. May Allah bless us with that connection and give us all this goodness, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, this weekend will be the Anthony Majlis. On Yom Al-Jumu'ah, after the Isha Salat, the Salat will be at 8:30 in Homestead Park. Half past seven, will be the Isha's Jamaat, and the after Inshallah will be the program. On Laylatul Ahad, on Saturday evening, after the Maghrib Salah, we'll be having our monthly Ash'ar and Zikr Majlis. And Inshallah on Yom Al-Ahad, from 10 o'clock, we'll be having our monthly program. From 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, we'll be having a Mashwara Inshallah, regarding the Islahi Jalsa, which is to take place in Newcastle the following week, and Karuzari of the last month's Islahi Jalsa in Johannesburg. So I have requested the brothers to come also from Johannesburg, and we have also requested the Newcastle brothers to come. Inshallah, we should all try to be here for that Mashwara. And then Inshallah, next weekend will be the Islahi Jalsa taking place in Newcastle. So I will request to all brothers to participate, to come Inshallah, join, we can get started together, get other people together, make some effort and come together inshallah. We should also make first and most important thing to make dua for the jalsa, and secondly to make effort ourselves physically to call some people, invite other people and bring them also. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ana wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح حالة أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
If we will keep on making this dua, اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان, the anticipation of Ramadan will increase in us. And before time, we will be looking forward to this great month. Otherwise, it will just come and go. And worse than that, we might take it as a burden also. Why this month of Ramadan? So with this dua's barakat, that we will have great anticipation for this month.